Hey there, it's Patrick. I know I've been away for a minute. I guess what I've been doing is conversing with the voices in my head. I don't mean to make light of people who have a mental illness where they do have voices speaking to them in their head, but you know, perhaps there is a stigma about having voices in our head, about having multiple personalities. And yes, there's a difference between serious mental illness and this idea that there are voices competing, right? There are different sides of our personality that come out in different ways within our inner monologue. For those of us who are lucky enough to have an inner monologue. So let me just say that today I want to talk about how you can actually increase self-confidence, increase self-respect, if you are willing to deal with these voices, deal with these multiple personalities. I have found that for myself, self-respect, self-confidence, that is the root of being respected and trusted and accepted in the world by your peers. How can we be respected or trusted when we don't trust and respect ourselves, right? Makes sense. Very simple. So you may be saying, yeah, obviously, but I lack that self-confidence. I lack that trust. Let's go then to these voices in our head. You know, for me, it's very much the case that there is an ongoing conversation in my psyche, in my soul. What I'd suggest to you is that if there's a lot of so-called chatter in your mind, right, there's those worrying, anxious thoughts. There's that voice that tells you to play small. There's that maybe depressed voice that tells you just to stay in bed, stay home, play small. There's those anxious thoughts that seem to be more concerned with how we're going to fail, how we're going to get it wrong. Or, you know, 20 years ago when we did that thing that taught us we can't put ourselves out there. We can't overextend or overexert or get out of the comfort zone, right? There are all these voices which, well, truly, they are just different parts of our awareness, different part of our consciousness that are sort of making themselves heard, making themselves known. And what I want to say to you today is that if you are willing to moderate the conversation that's being had in your own head, you can develop self-control, you can develop self-confidence, you can develop trust in yourself. And not only that, but if you are willing to observe how you speak to yourself, am I being abusive? Am I telling myself to play small? Am I telling myself to hang back? If you're willing to both observe and appraise how you are speaking to yourself and become aware of the voices in your own mind, truly, and moderate that discussion to hear those voices out, this can become the foundation for self-confidence. So if you're coming to this show hoping to maybe get some insight on how to develop self-confidence, this is what I would offer to you. Truly, we know that anxiety and depression and a wounded ego, they concentrate on information from the past or hypothetical information or of a mysterious potential future. These voices take us away from the present, from being mindful in the present. So I'll tell you a story. I try to multiple times a day go for a walk. And one morning I was on my walk. There's this nice green space sort of in the back of my neighborhood that backs onto the freeway. I'm walking back there, and I don't remember exactly what I was talking about, but I basically referred to myself with the F word. When I use that word to talk to myself, I actually felt a physical sensation of pain in the stomach, as if I'd punched my own self in the stomach. That is not a good example of self-respect, is it? How could I, in theory, expect other people to respect me when I go around calling myself abusive, belittling names? And you might say, well, what's the big deal? Be a man, be tough. Okay. I'm not saying not to be tough with yourself, not to be stern with yourself, but if you're looking for self-respect, it's time to start taking control of our self-respect. So I do my best now to not refer to myself in too abusive of terms. Yes, you have to treat yourself kindly. That doesn't mean nicely always. It means fairly. Treat yourself fairly and respectfully. And part of that self-respect has to come from honesty in where you are falling short. So just as much as I try not to just rightly abuse myself with vulgar language anymore, I make time once a week to go for long, long hikes. Lately, I've got into this habit of when you're just trudging along this long stretch of open river, not open, but frozen over, suddenly what happens is the more you walk, the more, at least for me, these voices start to come up. And so I've begun now, put in my AirPods, let the Bluetooth fry my brain for a bit, and I record myself talking to myself, right? And you might say, well, this sounds crazy, but it's like, well, maybe it is a little bit uncommon. But again, if you're coming to this show for some kind of insight on self-control and self-confidence, try this. Go for a long walk, bring some kind of recording device, and talk to yourself. I really do think that, in a sense, I have to be my own mother and my own father. And I do think that I did get the best of my mother and father, and I'm blessed to be able to say that, very grateful to be able to say that. I'm trying to carry that voice into my own life, both those voices. So yes, I don't call myself abusive words, but look, I go for these long walks and I get very, very stern and honest with myself. Here's where you're falling short. You know, you're being cowardly and you're being a little bit too introverted in these social situations, which require more of you. You're being inconsistent with the podcast, right? You're not moving the levers that you know will get the content out there that people want. You're letting it slip when it comes to certain addictions and bad habits. You're not managing your time. All of this needs to be said. And so, here's what I'd suggest. You're looking for self-confidence. You're looking for self-trust and self-knowing. Self-confidence comes when we know more about ourselves than anybody else, and therefore, whatever anybody else says about us means nothing, or it means less and less. Sure, it's important, but I know how I talk to myself, and I'm taking stock of my life. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I'm using these voices in my mind to build a life that I want. So, okay, first and foremost, we must talk to ourselves kindly. That doesn't always mean nicely. It means fairly and respectfully. If self-respect and self-confidence are lacking for you, you can begin right now, not to change, but you can begin right now to observe how you are talking to yourself. This is where mindfulness comes in. Start to become aware of the thoughts and the words and the different voices that you use to talk to yourself about yourself. Yes, you've been bullied. Yes, you've been mocked. Yes, you've been abused and traumatized. Yes, you work a shitty job. Yes, you have no friends. Nothing's going right. Blah, blah, blah. None of that is here with you in the moment. You can choose gradually, over time, in the moment, to stop using these abusive, unkind, unfair, disrespectful words when speaking about yourself. And you might have to ask, yeah, I've been bullied, mocked, traumatized, abused. Have the words and actions that other people have done against you and said to you, have they begun to enter the discussion? Could it be there's a voice in your mind that is a composite of all the abuse from the outside that has now taken up roost, taken up space in your mind? It's worth thinking about. Why would we, as a living, breathing organism, have within us a mechanism to sabotage ourselves, to hurt ourselves? So then, the voice that you have control of, what I've begun to do, is take control of it. The voice that you have control of, take control of it. You've been granted this voice that you can control. You know where I'm going with this. Take control of yourself now. For me personally, yes, I'm struggling to be consistent with the podcast again. But how am I ever going to get to a place where I'm creating consistently stuff that you want to hear, stuff that I feel good about, if I'm so afraid that every time I take a break or have to shift my focus to something else or fall short and get 3 views on YouTube? By the way, please check out our YouTube channel at Build a Better Life. Subscribe over there. How the hell am I ever going to consistently create good stuff, you know, make a business out of this, make stuff that's going to help you, if I'm constantly terrified of the abusive voice that lives in my head that's going to ream me out for falling short. Right? These abusive voices, these worried, anxious tendencies, they are in their own way trying to tell me something, but I need to be in control. I need to moderate that discussion. But here's the thing. We can begin to talk to ourselves a little bit more kindly and respectfully. We can also begin to empower ourselves by listening to these voices, not shoving them away. Imagine that little anxious voice that tells you all the ways it might go wrong. That could be your inner child, right? That could be 6, 7, 8-year-old you who's seen some shit and is just trying to tell big you, hey, just what about, I'm scared, I'm not sure, I don't know. What good would it be to take that child and throw him in his room and slam the door? What I've started to do, I've become aware of these voices and now I'm listening to them. I have actually begun to schedule something I call downtime every morning and afternoon and evening when I'm lucky enough to spend the day at home. I mean, you could probably do it in public or at work, but it might be a little strange, but really, who cares? What do I mean by downtime? What would I suggest to you? Downtime, I call it downtime because I literally get down on the floor, on the yoga mat or on the carpet. You know, if you know anything about yoga, you can use a what they call a bolster. You can roll up a blanket, put it under your back so you're getting a nice curve in the spine. You're opening up, maybe open up your hips. Get down on the floor, open up, and just shut up for a second. And then listen. And for me, there's always that anxious voice that says, well, you said you were going to work on the podcast today, and you don't seem to be working on the podcast right now. And don't you think maybe we should start working? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I did say I was going to work on the podcast today, and I will. The plan, as you can see, is written down on the whiteboard. We're going to have some downtime. Then we're going to get a workout in. Then we're going to make a cup of coffee. Yeah, that's right. I'm drinking coffee again. That video on YouTube has exploded. Please check it out. People are all over. They love this idea of quitting coffee. More to say about that later. And then, little boy, little Patrick, you're right. We do need to work on the podcast, and we are. And yes, we don't know for sure what we're going to write about. We don't know for sure how long it's going to be or how long it's going to take. We've budgeted an hour and a half. We're going to sit down and do it. And so here's what I'd suggest to you. If anxiety is taking the form or taking the shape of these voices that just talk to you and tell you all the things that you're going to do wrong or all the things that might happen, listen to them. This alone is very, very empowering and will improve your self-confidence. You're doing a very, very hard job now that you can feel deeply proud about. If you just let yourself feel proud for a change, you're saying, or I'm saying, there's a wounded ego inside me who's trying to get me to play small. There's a blind man. I recently started calling my anxiety a blind man. He's anxious. He's cautious. He's this little guy, but he can't see shit. He's in the dark. He has no grip on reality. All he does is live in the past, live in the future, live in the hypothetical. He's dreaming up all the ways that I'm going to fail. So I listen to him. He's there. He's blind. He can't really get around very well. He's taken a home in my head. All right, let's work with him. What's he got to say? I tell him, look, your concerns are valid. I could be wasting my time with this podcast. Maybe I've let my video production business slip. Haven't been networking or marketing myself at all. Yeah, things at home could be better. Things with my parents could be better. Maybe I am drinking too much coffee. Your concerns are valid, but we're persisting anyway. In spite of all my shortcomings, I'm going ahead with the plan. In spite of all the ways I could get it wrong, I'm going ahead with the plan. I literally, guys, I lay on the damn floor and listen to my anxious little 6-year-old self, and I tell him the solution to his problems. And why do we talk to our inner child this way? Why do we talk to our anxious little self this way? Because someday that little anxious self is going to have to grow up and leave home. Do you really want to go through your whole entire life with this gnawing, biting, anxious, twiddling voice in your mind that slows you down and drags you down and makes you question yourself? I don't think you do. I know I don't, but throwing him under the under the stairs like Harry Potter and slamming the door on him isn't what's going to get him anywhere. Bring him out into the light, sit him down and say, look, you seem to have a lot of issues. Let's listen and then let's talk about them. So when I talk about the voices in my head, and maybe this sounds crazy, but here's what I would say to you is like too much of our life is lived, at least for me, in this mindless way where things are whirring around and concerns are kind of coming and going from the fore. We're focused on this, focused on that. Look, make some time to listen to what's actually going on in your mind. You want to be respected? You want to be trusted? You want to be accepted? I will never be any of those things if I don't respect, trust, and accept myself. It starts with how you talk to yourself. You don't have to beat yourself up anymore. You don't have to abuse yourself. You got to be stern. You got to be honest. But you don't have to beat up on yourself. You really don't. It's not necessary. There's a difference between calling yourself the F word and punching yourself in the stomach while also being honest with yourself and saying, look, this is where you have failed. This is also where you've succeeded. This is what you're going to need to do to continue. Those are two different things, and it's about being constructive. So it's how you talk to yourself, but it's also how you parent and moderate the discussion that's going on in your mind. I don't care what anybody says. There are voices in my head. There are multiple personalities in my head. Now, they could all just be different sides of this multi-sided 3D object that I am, or 5D, as some people have said. And different forms of awareness that come into my consciousness from time to time. Isn't it up to us then? We've been given this body, this brain, this spirit. Isn't it up to us to take control, to moderate the discussion, to hear out all the voices, to have a sort of democracy of the mind? All voices get to be heard. Not all voices get to choose what we do. But we're listening and we're saying, hey, good point. You can go sit down again. Multiple voices, multiple edges to our personality competing. So much awareness if we would just look. But I think when it comes to self-confidence through self-control, it's up to you and me to take the reins of these dozen or hundred different horses and get them all pulling in the same direction.